Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm proud to have El Hashim. He's a Lebanese-Canadian singer-songwriter who launched his music with a number of songs in 2021, finishing the year with an original song, I Miss You, Mom, produced by Billboard charting producer Cisco Kennedy, New York City, and a music video celebrating moms and motherhood, which featured pictures of real moms submitted from around the world. He's looking forward to an exciting 2022 and the release of many new original songs and videos.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Show, how you doing, El Hashim?
I'm doing really good. I actually really appreciate that you said songs are stories, because that's actually part of why I love songs. To me, they're little stories that give us a clip of a time period of that story happened. And really, I appreciate that about songs.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show tonight. And cool story. So tell us a little bit about when you got started playing music.
Okay, so here's my whole musical story. I was born in Kuwait. My family is Lebanese, and my aunts in Lebanon are very, very respected in the music industry. One of them managed a lot of the airwaves on Lebanese radio and TV and did a lot of theme songs for the opening of shows. And my other aunt is considered a trailblazer in women in history and singing in the Middle East. So I've always been inspired by that. In vacations in Lebanon in my youth, I've always been around composers and people sitting around and playing guitars, whatever. So we've always been instilled in us the love of songs and music. I've always kind of sang as not even a hobby, sang to my friends, sang in the shower, that sort of thing. And just career took over, and I ended up with a great career in media and marketing and what have you. But I've always longed for and I had passion for singing, and I would post late night videos of me singing online and on social media. And I was approached by a producer who said last year, let's work on some songs. Canadian, but I really like some of your Arabic songs, and you can sing English as well. So maybe we'll do some releases of cover songs and get going. It's like, you know what? It was around COVID lockdowns. I had nothing better to do. It was the right time. It just felt like the right time. So I said, yeah, let's take a dive in this. Released a number of cover songs on Super Queen Records label. And I kind of also want, I'm from the LGBT community. So I kind of wanted to, I found a space, I guess, for somebody who can take the mix of what makes me, being Lebanese, being Arabic, having lived in Canada and the Western world for, you know, close to 30 years. So I've got a mix of things inside me.
Yeah.
And I thought I have something to say. We got on with that, and people enjoyed what I was doing. And then came the original song that I wrote that you mentioned. That happened. We were doing a Mother's Day in the backyard of my sister's place, and my mom was there, but we were still under restrictions. You can't get close to people. So we're all sitting having lunch outside all the lockdowns. And I just kept thinking about how, like, there was a few months that I couldn't see my mom. Everybody was isolated in their home. And I really, like, sitting across from me, I couldn't even get up and hug her. So I think just something started in my head as I was leaving there. And by the time I got home, I wrote the basic for it. And I just felt like a lot of people probably were experiencing that longing for mom's love and not seeing, you know, their moms and what have you. So I posted something on social media, I'm doing this, and I got a lot of, this is awesome, great idea. Then I reached out to another artist in the community, Count Classy, who is more hip-hop rap, and I said, I want to do this song, but I want to kind of make it into a hybrid of Arabic, English, with just to feel a little bit, you know, that we're speaking to everybody in the world, a little bit more international vibe to it, with a bit of international flavor to the music. Together, a rap section for the song, and he just jumped on board. He connected me with Cisco Kennedy, the producer, who, again, and this has been exciting to me with that song and other work last year, is he's like, yeah, I've never done Arabic music, but it's very hot, and I love the vibe of it. And he came up with a beautiful Middle Eastern beat to the song, and it all clicked together. We recorded it, and we created a group on Facebook, I Miss You Mom, and put out a call that we're looking for submissions of people's moms, or if there's any moms who'd like to submit their pictures. And we got a bunch of photos submitted, and we ended up filming mom music video during COVID, during lockdowns, really. So it was a bit of restrictions on the filming. But it turned out cool, and yeah, we put it out there, and people seem to be enjoying it. We get a lot of wow when people listen to the song, because it's different. There's so many layers and things happening in it, from ballad to a bit of dance to the rap section. So I'm happy with it. I'm really proud of what we put together. And I really enjoyed working, the experience of working with people who's been in the industry a bit longer than me. And yeah, it was a cool journey.
Do you have a role model in the music business? Someone you look up to, either a performer or a manager or anybody?
I'm influenced by a lot of different genres. I've done a number of Facebook Live performances, and I always cover songs from ranging between oldies and jazzy stuff to ballads to dance music. I've been influenced by music from the 80s, 90s. I can't say somebody in particular. I just really like a good song, from Dolly Parton to Celine Dion to Duran Duran to George Michael. More pop, but I also like some other kind of odd genres as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. How would you describe your music to someone that was blind?
Very cool question. Happy? That's funny. I just finished writing, and I'm about to record a ballad about cheating. It's a very sad heartbreak song. But I think even with sad songs, music makes it happy, even when the song is sad. So my vibe is about putting a smile on somebody's face, and yeah, an enjoyment of the music and the song itself, I guess.
Tell us a little bit about how you get started writing a song. Do you start with an idea, a melody, groove? How do you get started?
Probably a line that just clicks in my head to go along with the story. I wrote recently 5 songs. Those are going to be the releases I'm going to work on in 2022. They range between a ballad about cheating, just from experiences of having my heart broken a number of times by people that I date that cheated. And
sure.
There's a song about the notion that sometimes when we were younger, I just remember having gone through that, falling in love. You see somebody across the dance floor, and before you know, you're planning your wedding and buying a house together and all that without even asking them their name. So that's a pop. That's more of a fun song.
Yeah.
A dance, country dance coming up, almost the story of my life. And then I worked with a poet friend of mine. I've got a song, dance song, about a house party where you invite a couple of friends, and before they know it, they're inviting their friends and their friends' friends, and it turns into a fiasco.
Yeah.
So that one is actually, I can't wait for to record it. And we're planning a cool animation music video to go with it, about a house party that went crazy, bundled up in an EP in summer. And the last song I'm planning on releasing that's original this year is called Let's Talk About Our Power. It's a power anthem about when we're younger, we get bullied and put down and whatever. And then we find our strength and our power. And then we go on to lead in the world and, you know, fight for our rights.
Yeah.
So the songs that I've been writing are really accumulations of stories that I've experienced. So usually I'm thinking of something that happened, and then a line pops up in my head, and before I know it, I'm turning the TV off and starting to just write whatever I think and the structure of the song. Sometimes it's a couple of lines for the hook, the chorus, but then I know how I want to break down the song and structure it. And there's some start adding lyrics and editing lyrics to it.
Okay.
Other than original this year, I'm planning on doing hopefully a dance floor cover of Sinatra's My Way. Because they're stories of my life, I decided to wrap them all under a headline for my work this year that I'm calling From the Book of My Life.
I'll tell you what, we're going to listen to your song here in a minute. Tell us a little bit about this song. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it when we listen to it?
Again, the incredible love that we have for our moms. Moms do so much for us, but good moms take care of us, feed us, whatever. That's all really translates in the music video that's on YouTube. We're listening to today is a remix. It's a dance mix of the original. And I really like what producer Cosmic Cat did with that song. Very dance floor friendly, I guess I would call it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's check this out and then we'll come back and talk, okay?
Beautiful.
Check this out. Here we go. Thank you. That was a pretty cool song, man. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you for playing it. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell our audience a little bit about what you have coming in the next year. Anything exciting that you're kind of going to tease them about, or what are you working on?
I'd love if they support the songs that I mentioned before we listen to the song. There's going to be music videos coming along with them. I'm hoping that there'll be some live performances now that things are opening. I have been booked for Pride Toronto on a very big stage, so that's coming up, and that's making me a bit nervous in front of thousands and thousands of people. Pride Toronto is one of the biggest festivals in the world. So there's that coming up. If you're in Toronto, come on over. That's it for now. I just recently started working with a PR agency, so we're looking at expanding our reach to more international, what have you. I've been seeing a lot of more Middle Eastern fans come to the pages and the social media, so that's been exciting for me. I'm really a newbie to all of this. It's everything is real right now is exciting for me.
That's awesome. If you had a hidden superpower, what would it be?
Peace on earth right now.
Peace on earth. All right, that'd be a cool superpower.
That's the Well, I guess that's the thing on a lot of our minds these days with all that's happening. So that would be my superpower, just to stop people from evil and bickering and wars and fighting. I mean, if my superpower would be to create peace in the world, that would be what I'd love to see, people loving each other and being happy and taking care of one another.
What was the last gift you gave someone?
My mom. It was Valentine. My mom had a very bad accident. She was in a car crash that put her in bedridden for the last 4 months. And I just walked around the city trying to find the biggest thing that I can find to say I love you. And I found this big, humongous Valentine card that's like a huge, almost like a big cabinet or something. And that just says, I love you. And I said, I bought it because I said I wanted to put it where she can always see that I love her wherever she looks at from the bed where she's sleeping.
Okay. What was the last thing that you binged on TV?
I'm binging right now on the show Community.
Great
Isn't
show.
it? Oh my
Oh,
God.
I watch that show a lot. You know, I have not watched. They did like another year or two. I don't remember if it was Yahoo or someone picked it up. I haven't seen that, but when it was on NBC, I loved it. That was such a good show.
It's on Netflix right now, and that might be I'm on season four, and it might be season five and six are only 13 episodes each. So it felt like an outside network might have took them over. So that might explain why it's a shorter season on those. So I think there's six seasons. And yeah, but it's a very smart show. They really have covered everything about pop culture and really odd stuff. I love it. It started a bit like I thought it was weird, but I really got hooked in it on it.
No, it definitely, I think, is worth
Yeah.
it. I think there's so many, it's good for
Layers.
so many different, it really appeals to a lot of human interests.
I'm glad you like it. I haven't been sharing a lot on social media that I've been obsessed with. I've been waking up like at night watching another episode or two whenever I can't sleep.
Yeah, great. If you could tell us, if you could not do this job, what's the one job you'd want to do in your life?
I have to say I'm very, very blessed. Music for me has just added another layer of things that I'm passionate about, but I have been doing what I want to do in life. It's my whole career. I came here to North America because I really wanted to be in media and marketing, and I ended up working in magazines, media. I help clients with their marketing and what have you. And recently, well, not recently, 8 years ago, I launched a talk show on Rogers TV here network in Ontario. So I'm living the dream. Yeah.
That's great, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. So before we let you go, tell us about where our fans can buy your stuff, stream it, anything you want to share with them.
Sadly, I don't have a website yet. I didn't get to that. But I'm on social media at Il Hashem Music, Elhashem Music. And on Spotify, iTunes, Facebook, if they want to follow and like Instagram, I'm very active on Instagram. So yeah, that's where you'd find me.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure. You've been a fantastic interviewer.
Thank you. So, thank you to all the fans out there for spending a little bit of time with us. I know your time is precious and we appreciate it. I hope all of your unique stories get heard around the world. My name is Sarantos. Please join me every Tuesday evening to hear other amazing people share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with a new song of mine called Looking Up at the World. This sad rock song was inspired by my chronic struggle with thoracic back pain, which I got after a bout with coronavirus. It was bad, even requiring surgery. I used the braces, did the rehab, worked out, stopped working out, and took it easy. I did everything I could and still had nonstop debilitating pain. It was only better when I lay down flat. All I could do was look up at the world as life passed me by. It's like drowning. You're so desperate. You grab onto anything. I fight the pain.
look normal, but the tears are always there hiding. I've been up 2 minutes and I already wanna lay down. Brain screams, I'm just waiting to die. No one hears my sadness, cemented inside. Everything's made to be broken. Things were born to break down. But I'm way too young to always be laying down, flat on the fucking ground. Days become months. Everything's a struggle. I run, ready to jump. I miss the things that made me me. Don't know how to avoid the speed bumps. What do I do? I'm stuck. I've been up 2 minutes and I already wanna. Just waiting to die. No one hears my sadness, cemented inside. Everything's made to be broken. Things were born to break down.
Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland-Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com.